Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
An ambassador for the Dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballou.
Welcome back to Bucks Beat, episode 46. Georgia Bulldog football team is back on top. Man, I was thrilled to see the big win over Alabama and the Bulldogs celebrating another national championship. Obviously, I'm not as invested as I was back in 1980 when Herschel and our great defense took down Notre Dame. But this win over Alabama was nothing short of epic. And I'm so happy for the Bulldog Nation, the Georgia fans, who will not have to take any more teasing from the Florida fans, the Auburn fans, the Alabama fans, the LSU fans, the Tennessee fans, or the Clemson fans. You guys haven't won a national championship in 40 years. Well, that line has officially come to an end. Bucks Beat is sponsored by my good friend Mickey Himes and his GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. Man, if you're searching for a Lake Lanier property or a home up 400, Mickey Himes is the man. Call 678-341-7474, or you can go to GetMickey.com and speak with an expert. Bucks Beat is also brought to you by our friends at T-Mobile. What an awesome ride through the college football playoffs. Georgia absolutely dominated Michigan down in Miami and then took care of the bully Alabama in the title game by delivering a fourth quarter knockout. Impressive and memorable. Coming up in a minute, former Bulldog quarterback and offensive coordinator Mike Bobo will join me to help me break down the Natty game. The first half was rugged. We watched both defense play tough against the run in the first half. First half, the defense is dominated on third down and in the red zone, thus the five field goals and a 9-6 Georgia lead at halftime. One thing was obvious right out of the gate. The Georgia defense had a different plan in the rematch. The plan? Turn up the heat on Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. In the SEC championship game, the Bulldogs primarily rushed four and did not get any pressure on Bryce Young. And you know how that worked out. In the rematch, Kirby flipped the script, and consistently you saw Georgia defensively rushing five and six guys toward Bryce Young. This was a game changer, and I love this game plan a lot better than that first one. The Georgia defense got 16 quarterback pressures. They hit Bryce Young six times, and they sacked him four times. And in the second half, the Bulldog offense got the run game going and hit some explosive plays to separate and take down mighty Alabama.
Bucks Beat.
Mike Bobo joins me now. Mike, did you expect Kirby to come after Bryce Young in the rematch? Georgia barely got any pressure on him in the SEC title game, and they turned up the heat in the national championship game.
Well, you got to give, first of all, Bryce Young's an outstanding football player. I saw it firsthand this year when we played him. You know, we got after him, but the guy's poise and confidence, he never got rattled. Came back in our game, had like a 98-yard drive after I think we sacked him six or seven times, and it was loud and just showed tremendous poise. And, you know, he's, to me, he's the best player in the country, and he's awarded that with the Heisman Trophy this year. And then, you know, obviously, you know, had a good game against Kirby in the SEC Championship, but I thought they did a good job of making him not feel comfortable in the pocket and making him move, which, you know, that's where he makes so many plays, off schedule. But they did a good job keeping color on color in the secondary and playing good defense and getting after him.
Obviously, Alabama's offense impacted by the injuries at receiver with Mechie going down and then Jameson Williams early in the game went down. But what did you see out of this Bulldog secondary in the rematch? It looked like they simplified things a little bit. Went to you had guys in the secondary playing really good football for him in this national championship matchup.
I mean, I know, Buck, you hear coaches say this all the time, but I think they just did their job. They played their assignment football, played off of each other. And then when they, you know, weren't in position, they showed tremendous effort in the game. I mean, you see D linemen hustling downfield, making tackles in the game. One play, 44, I forget his number, hustled and made a tackle. And then, you know, when number five, Ringo, they threw a little corner route on him, and he tried to undercut it early in the game to run that tight end down and make a tackle, and then they just kept playing. And obviously the red zone defense was huge, you know, in the first half. They were getting some – you know, making some plays and moving the ball, but when they got in Georgia's territory, especially the red zone, they were able to settle down and hold the field goals, which is huge in the game.
Bulldogs got that run game going in the second half, which sort of changed things. How big was that?
I think it was huge. I think it opened, you know, things up, you know, for Stetson to be able to throw the ball. But, you know, when they got in, you know, they were playing them a little three down, and they were able to run the counter to the tight end side and get Cook loose for the huge run. And kind of, you know, they completed some passes on that one drive, and then the next drive, it, you know, it kept them playing a little bit more of a two-shell, and they were able to open it up with some run game, which was huge in the game. And probably the difference in the game, you know, them being able to, Georgia being able to run the ball, and Alabama struggled to run the ball all night.
Jamari Sawyer, Georgia's left tackle, huge role in this game, trying to handle Will Anderson Jr. They had Anderson on third down, moved inside. Next thing you know, Matt Luke has got Sawyer at right guard. How impressive is that to see a left tackle go to right guard and do such a good job on Will Anderson?
Well, you know, the job by their coaches doing that and being able to recognize that and shuffle their line around. And it shows the depth that Georgia has on the offensive line being able to do that. I think they moved, I think it's Jones out to tackle and Sawyer inside. Will Anderson's, you know, tremendous pass rusher. That's what he's done all year. And he made some plays and he was disruptive, but they were able to contain him and do some things offensively to control him.
Mike, how impressed are you with Stetson Bennett in the playoffs? He was lights out, 60% completion percentage, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, made some plays with the legs, managed the game very well. What were your thoughts on Stetson Bennett and the way he played?
Well, you know, just being a Georgia alum and a former quarterback, you're always cheering for that guy under center. We know how hard it is to play that position, you know, at any level, especially in the SEC at a place like Georgia. You know, that's one thing you're always going to get is criticism, and we both know it. Sitting in that seat, it's a hard job, and it's a hard job for the young man. It's a hard job for that man's family, and that kid's poise and confidence, the way he plays the game, the way he believes in himself, and the way his teammates believe in him. You know, I don't know because I'm not at Georgia or know what goes on over there, but just watching from afar. You can see that when he steps in the huddle, those guys in that huddle believe in him. You can tell those guys on the sideline believe in him, that he's the guy. And that's what you want your quarterback, you know, is your team believes in you. And that gives him confidence. And just a great story, you know, that'll be remembered forever. And definitely impressed and proud of him. I remember him when I was coaching at Georgia. He came to camp forever. His dad would bring him up there, and I watched him at Pierce County when I was at Colorado State, and he was an unbelievable high school player. Now transitioned to college and make plays and doing where he wanted to always play. It's University of Georgia. You know, it makes you proud to have played there and represent Georgia. See a guy like Stetson, go win a national championship. Just an awesome day for him and his family and Georgia.
Mike, what was it like for you? I believe everybody knows you played with Kirby and Will Muschamp, and you know those guys very well. Watching Georgia win the national title with those guys on the sideline, what were your emotions like?
We watched it as a family. We were all excited, you know, for Georgia, and obviously excited for Will and Kirby. Kirby, you know, obviously we played together, but we're, you know, go way back, family, friends, family, know each other real well. And just proud of him and what he's accomplished there and how he's done it. And, Just, you know what kind of competitor he is. You know how hard he works and all those guys. And there's a lot of coaches out there that work extremely hard, and it's a hard thing to do. And to see him, to go do that on Monday night and it come to fruition and win the national championship, you know, you're proud because that's, you know, it's a guy you played with, a guy you bled with and played for with at the University of Georgia, those two guys. Not Will as much as Kirby, but – just a lot of love and admiration for those guys. Just excited for them.
All right, it's time for the big three.
Let's roll out the big three.
Mike, take us back to those high school days in Thomasville playing for your dad. What were those memories like for you as you look back?
They were hard at times, to be honest, but playing for your dad. But I would have never, you know, got where I've gotten in, as a player or in this profession as a coach if it wasn't for my dad. But, you know, all I ever wanted to do, I mean, you're from South Georgia, and was to play for your high school football team. And growing up in a small community where Friday night it's where it's at, and growing up on the sideline and then getting a chance to play at Thomasville High School and represent Thomasville High School, I'll always be a Thomasville Bulldog. You know, they made it to the state championship this year, and, you know, I watched every play. Didn't get to go to the game because my son was playing in the All-Star game, but I watched it on the ride down to my son's game in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I watched every play, and there's a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride to be a Thomasville Bulldog, as there's a lot of pride to be a Georgia Bulldog as well.
All right, number two, head coach or assistant coach. How different is it, Mike?
You really don't understand, and you don't appreciate the magnitude of everything a head coach has to do until you sit in that chair. And I just, you know, all the head coaches I had and I worked for and played for, I appreciate even more, especially Mark Rick, you know, just an unbelievable man, but an unbelievable coach. And just a lot of admiration and appreciation goes to him and Coach Donnan and what they had to do. And it's a tough position to be in. You're not only a head coach of a bunch of players, but you're also a head coach of coaches and their families, and there's a lot of pressure that goes into that because you want everybody to be successful and do well, and you're focused on really all that. And when you're assistant coach, it's more just about ball and the position you coach.
Mike, number three, everybody wants to know what's next for Coach Mike Bobo. What can you tell us right now?
Well, today I'm domesticated right now. My wife's out of town, so I got the kids up, took them to school, picked them up yesterday. Got to drive them go to a basketball game tonight. So I'm just enjoying being dad. I have some irons in the fire right now. I'm trying to stay patient and make sure it's the right job for me and the right place to move my family. A guy that hadn't moved a lot in his life until, you know, after Colorado State. Now I've moved a couple times in 2 years and probably have another move here shortly. So that's always difficult on the family. But, you know, things work out. You know, home is, you know, where your feet are. So we'll be fine wherever we end up. But got a great wife and great family and just enjoying that right now.
I'm sure it's going to work out, Mike. We're hoping the best for you, man, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Buck.
Bucks Beat.
The Dogs are back on top. What an awesome accomplishment for this team, which will now become legendary. Welcome to the club, Stetson Bennett. However, there's no time for Coach Smart and his coaching staff to smoke those big cigars and sit around patting themselves on the back. The wheels of change, man, they spin fast in college football these days. And right now, Georgia's trying to figure out who's coming back and who is not coming back. Stetson has a decision to make. Will he return for a sixth year, or will Stetson start law school? N'Kobe Dean and Trayvon Walker are looking like first-round picks with their performance level during the course of the year, so I would expect both those guys to exit early. The educated guess here says Zamir White has probably gone to the NFL too. And on the fence right now appears to be Lewis Seen, Nolan Smith, and George Pickens. You know what? I would encourage Lewis Seen and Nolan Smith to return for another year and improve their stock. And if I was George Pickens, man, I'd make a move to the NFL right now after fighting back from his knee injury. And now Aaron Murray has mentioned that offensive coordinator Todd Monken might be jumping to the NFL. And, you know, that's sort of an old narrative with me that has resurfaced now that the season is over. I was told after last season that Coach Monken was not pleased with his situation, even though the money was awesome. If he does bolt, Kirby would then be hiring his fourth offensive coordinator heading into his sixth year on the job. Man, it's been a revolving door at the OC spot. But, hey, isn't Mike Bobo available? I'm just saying. A couple of shout-outs before I'm done today. Congratulations to Champ Bailey for his College Football Hall of Fame news. Champ, definitely one of the most talented players to ever put on the Georgia Bulldog uniform. So you should be happy for Champ. Congratulations, man. Good news there. And a shout-out to the Georgia tight end coach, Todd Hartley, who is absolutely cleaning up out on the recruiting trail. The Dogs 2023 class, ranked number one right now, will include Norcross High tight end Lawson Lucky, who committed earlier this week. And, man, Bulldogs tight end room right now, how impressive is this? You got Brock Bowers, Saban said one of the top players in college football. You got Darnell Washington. Keep an eye on him, by the way. Oscar Delph just signed in this previous recruiting class, and now the news comes down on Lawson Lucky, whose dad was a Georgia Bulldog player. Saw Lawson play at Norcross High School, awesome tight end. And Coach Hartley, by the way, is doing an amazing job recruiting and coaching up those tight ends. That's going to do it for Episode 46 of Bucks Beat. Next week, we'll look ahead to the 2022 Georgia football season. Will the Dogs contend? And what will the defense and offensive personnel look like? We'll break it down in Episode 47. Thanks again for listening to Bucks Beat.
Subscribe to Bucks Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.